I thought my dad was just like any other dad until I worked my first Sunday brunch. One minute, I was a child sitting on the couch watching Saturday morning television. And the next, I was picking up discarded cigarette butts with my bare hands in the parking lot of my father's restaurant. It was a rookie mistake. I knew better than to let my father catch me stealing time in front of the TV. His restaurant was particularly famous for its Sunday brunch. My 8 older siblings and I were all enlisted to work there at whatever ages my father deemed appropriate. My day came when I was 12. That space of time between 8 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Sundays changed my entire view of my father. I discovered he had an actual life outside of our house. He was not the kind, gentle dad I knew at home, the one who tucked me into bed and read me stories. Inside the restaurant, he was somebody else. As the number of reservations in the book grew, so too did my father's level of anxiety. It was as if he traded his sanity for a tall paper chef hat and a pair of utility tongs. He was a bundle of nervous energy charging around the kitchen, clicking his tongs a mile a minute, keeping time with some crazy beat in his brain. He said things like, you know, Grandma was slow, but she was old, and never, ever eat or drink anything in front of the customers. He hid things, like $5 bills, underneath errant leaves of lettuce on the floor, just to see if someone would bend over and clean up the mess. And he had a look that scared the bejesus out of me. There was no heads up from my siblings, either. That's not how family businesses roll. At least that's not how ours rolled. The restaurant was simply a part of the fabric of our family, and my father's persona there was accepted as normal. By the time 10 a.m. rolled around that first day, I realized that I was no longer the center of his universe. Instead, his world revolved around mountains of shrimp that needed to be peeled, strawberries that needed to be cleaned, and pancakes that needed to be made. My performance suddenly meant something, and my mistakes had a ripple effect that reached the bottom line. My desire to please him was on my side. My youth, not so much. Here's my heads up for all of you. Burning hot breakfast sausages are not to be hidden in your pants pocket. It sounds obvious, I know, but sometimes when you're 12, no matter what your father has already said about eating and drinking in front of the customers, hot out of the oven breakfast sausages are hard to resist. Restaurants have a way of revealing human nature. People are more themselves around food when they're being served. Hunger and satiation heighten personality traits, the good and the bad. I learned to respect food for its ability to provide. Food put a roof over our heads and shoes on our feet. It sent us to private school and paid for college. Food was sacred. It taught us the basics, how to entertain, how to clean up after ourselves, how to behave. My family came together around food, and we worked.
It's just a restless feeling by my side. Early dawning, Sunday morning. It's just the wasted years so close.